of late. They're 6-2 on the road. They're up 9 against the Knicks, 55-46. That game about 2 minutes away from halftime. Eric Gordon leading the way with 17 for the Suns, while Jalen Brunson has matched him with 17 of his own for the New York Knicks. In Orlando, Magic lead the Hornets 58-51. Goga Bitadze, the leading scorer for the Magic with 10 points. The big man playing extended now, extended playing time, I should say, in light of the injury to Wendell Carter Jr. Terry Rozier with 13 points for the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte 5-9, while the Magic are 11-5 already this season. A win today would match the Bucks, and of course, they would own the tiebreaker by way of beating the Bucks in Orlando just a couple of weeks ago. In Memphis, the Timberwolves up big on the Grizzlies. It has been a rough go of it for Memphis. 53-36 with about 2 minutes left in the first half. Mike Conley Jr. with 9 points, while Santi Aldama leading the way for the Grizzlies with 9 of his own. But Memphis, we mentioned a rough go of it. They are 3-12 to start this season, 0-7 at home so far. Three games have yet to tip off today. We start in Brooklyn, where the Nets host the Bulls. That game's about 30 minutes away from tip. Also 30 minutes away from tip in Cleveland, as the Cavaliers get set to take on the Raptors. And your final game of the night tips at 7 o'clock in Denver, the Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs. Your all-too-early look at the NBA standings with these scores out of the way. Boston Celtics are 12-4. That's atop the Eastern Conference. And the best record in all of basketball, for that matter, 12-4. And they did beat the Bucks earlier this week. The Bucks right now just a half game back at 12-5. And you've got two teams at 11-5, the Orlando Magic and Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia is idle today. The Magic were winning. If that score holds, the Orlando Magic would move past the Bucks for the second best record in the East, while the Bucks would sit at third. But already five teams with the Miami Heat as well at 10-7, five teams with double-digit victories in the Eastern Conference. In the West, the Minnesota Timberwolves right now are your leaders at 11-4. Second is the Oklahoma City Thunder at 11-5. And then you have the Dallas Mavericks at 10-6. A month into the season, and your top three teams in the West are the Timberwolves, Thunder, and the Mavericks. Our next game broadcast is going to be the conclusion of group play in the in-season tournament. It is the Bucks and the Miami Heat, Tuesday night from Miami. So here's what you need to know for that matchup. Right now, the Bucks are 3-0. In group play of Group B. They are the only unbeaten team in Group B right now, 3-0 with a point differential right now of 39. The New York Knicks are 2-1 after they just came back from down 20 to beat the Miami Heat on Friday night, and the Miami Heat also 2-1. So the scenarios in play are this. If the Bucks win, they will represent Group B in the knockout round, and they will have the largest point differential of any team in the Eastern Conference. Right now, the Indiana Pacers, who have wrapped up group play, have a point differential of 39, but they're 4-0. They're done. The Bucks also have a point differential of 39. If they win, they would have a point differential of at least 40, the most in the Eastern Conference. The Orlando Magic are also done, and they're 3-1. That's in Group C. That group has a number of scenarios in play. But as for the Bucks and Group B, if the Bucks win, they will advance to the knockout round. If the Bucks lose to the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks also lose their game against the Charlotte Hornets, the Knicks would finish 2-2, the Bucks and Heat would finish 3-1, and the Miami Heat would win the group by way of the head-to-head tiebreaker. However, if the Bucks lose the game on Tuesday and the Knicks also win against the Charlotte Hornets, you would have a three-way tie between the Bucks, the Knicks, and the Heat, and that's where point differential would come into play. Bucks, as I mentioned, had a point differential of plus 39. The New York Knicks have a point differential of plus 18, and the Miami Heat have a point differential of just plus 11. So, if the Bucks lose that game, but it's not in a blowout form, and the New York Knicks do not blow out the Charlotte Hornets, the Bucks will likely win the three-way tiebreaker and represent Group B in the knockout round. All of those scenarios to point out the easiest way to guarantee punching your ticket to the knockout round and potentially making it to Las Vegas is to just win Tuesday night in Miami against the Heat. Before we sign off, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
And we are going to just duck out of here, and we're going to give you some Deer Hunters Roundup stuff because we are tired of hearing about all that postgame stuff. More Bucks stuff coming up on Tuesday. We're going to do about an hour show or so coming up here this evening, and we'll be taking your calls at 715-762-3221. We got the complete prize list updated on our website. Couple updates to come during the show here tonight, but check it out at 98qcountry.com and see if you won something if you missed out on prize night from last night. So let's we're gonna do a song here if I can figure out how to give. Oh, let's just take a call. What do you say? Hang on, I gotta get this log loaded in here. There we go. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's just go to the phones. Hi, you're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. All right, we had a couple people waiting here. Hi, are you calling for the roundup? All right, they're not. So we'll hang on. I just gotta find my song here. What is today? This is the 26th day. It is the 26th day of November. I've had four Thanksgivings this year. I have consumed way more food than anyone should ever even consider doing. And so what do I do on the way over here? I get myself a little coffee, and of course I grab myself a donut. It's addicting. So you listen to this, and hopefully on the other side, my body will hold up, and we'll talk more about some of the prizes and give you an update on a few things. Frankie!
There's an army that comes up.
This BMO Bucks Radio Network broadcast was sponsored by CBART of Greater Milwaukee, Concordia University of Wisconsin.
Come by the railroad, by car, or by truck, all hoping.
All right. I have no idea how to get out of Bucks basketball. I apologize for that. So we're going to try. Should we try that again? Let's try Frankie Barocca one more time. I love the intro to it. So, Frankie, here we go. Take it away again, possibly.
There's an army that comes up here once every year.
Eat some more turkey.
They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer.
The gravy.
They come by the railroad, by car, or by truck.
Stuffing.
All hoping and praying to get a big
one. Oh, and a pumpkin pie, goodness gracious.
Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. Oh, it's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red.
Oh, yes.
Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a life full of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck.
More potatoes.
But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
All right, gnawed through all the dark meat already of our 21-pound turkey with a little help from my son. There's a lot of white meat still. There's still stuffing, and there's still potatoes, and there's still corn in the fridge. And I'm telling myself I should not have that for lunch tomorrow, but You know what I'm gonna have for lunch tomorrow. Let's go. Let's see if anybody wants to talk to us. You're on the roundup. Hello. All right. If you want to call and talk a little deer hunting, you can. We had some snow today. Sunday's usually a really slow day, and that's fine. We usually just play music, and I give you updates on the prizes. So if you want to talk to us on the air, go ahead, 715-762-3221. If you don't want to talk to us on the air, then don't call, because I'm going to answer the phone, and I'm going to put you on the air. So be ready to go. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Cab Long Sean.
Hello there, Cab Long Sean. What's going on?
What's going on? I went out in the woods.
All right. You had some snow out there. No excuses. Yeah. How many did you get?
At least we got snow, and I know what way to come in and what way to go out.
All right. That's always nice. That's always nice. Any deer out there at all?
No deer.
Okay, no deer. All right. Just trying to get to it rather gently. Okay. All right. All right, kind of
so
nice.
So what kind of song are you going to play me tonight?
I'm going to play everything I got. If it says deer in it, I'm just going to play it. How about that?
Okay.
All right. We'll run right through our library for one final time.
That sounds good.
Okay. We'll do that closer to 7 or as soon as everybody stops calling, whatever happens there.
Well, thank you again, and you did a good job, and I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, boys. Out at Camp Long Shot there, the Janicek boys. You are on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. Yeah, who's this? Turn down whatever you're listening
Rocket
to there.
From
yeah.
Camp Shoots-A-Lot.
Rocket from Camp Shoots-A-Lot. How you doing there, Rocket?
Good. How about you?
Sounds like you're listening on that 98Q Country app or online, it sounds like there.
We're on the app.
Yeah, a little bit of a delay on there. All right, Rocket, give me some good snow news out there from the final day.
Well, we ended up having about 10 of us make some drives, Blue Shoes, we had Cowboy, and we made some drives, pushed around 4 or 5 deer, didn't really get no shooting in, but we enjoyed the day with the snow.
Yeah, a little different look out there, still easy to get around, the visibility changes, winter's here, I think.
Winter's here, yep, but we enjoyed the season, a lot of good stories, a lot of good camaraderie, and thank you for the award-winning show. We enjoy listening to you. We enjoy talking to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We appreciate it, and hope we'll have you back on next year.
Yep. You too. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you next year.
Will do. I will take care of I might have more Thanksgiving tomorrow. I'm not sure if I'm taking Thursday, I had a big plate right around 2 o'clock, and then Friday, I'm just like, well, that was pretty good. I was pretty disciplined. Thursday night, about 8, I was thinking about it, but I had pie instead. And then I basically went one meal a day for almost 4 days here. Thursday, big meal at 2, some pie later. Friday, another big meal about 1 or 2, and then some pie after the roundup. Saturday, not quite as big a plate. What I did is I took a smaller plate on Saturday of leftovers, and I just heaped it higher. So I'm not sure if that was, and then I had another piece of pie. So that's 3 meals and 3 pieces of pumpkin pie. Today, smaller plate, a little smaller portions because my body could hardly even get to the fridge anymore and reach up to the microwave to warm it all up. I have not had any pie today. There is a apple pie waiting in the fridge for me. My wife has yelled at me and said, is that all you're going to do is eat pumpkin? And I said, yes, that is what I'm going to, that's what I do. I mean, apple, come on, apple, really? So I'm gnawing my way through the apple. We're a bit groggy today. We're a bit groggy. It's way too much Thanksgiving. In the future, I just can't make this much food anymore. It's the body's not meant to have that many days in a row. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel. It's Al from Camp Toothless Beaver. How
you doing? Hey, Al. We're doing good. How about you guys?
Terrible.
Uh-oh. I was hoping that snow. As soon as I saw that snow this morning, I thought, ooh, Al's going to be on. He's going to be out there taking care of business.
I was all excited for that snow, too. And bow season brought us no deer. Rifle season brought us no deer.
Okay. All right.
The late bow season and antlerless only hunt coming up, so hopefully we still got some time.
Yeah, well, you won a couple prizes last night, so you got that going for you.
Well, at least I can have a prime rib at Jack's and a couple of oxbow burgers. And
sure.
Not quite a venison, but I'll
yeah. Yeah, drown your sorrows a little bit in some good food. You betcha. You bet.
I just wanted to say thanks for putting on a good show again.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me through the phone better now?
There you go.
All right. That's probably better. All right. All right. All right, Al. Appreciate you very much, Camp Toothless Beaver. We're taking a few final calls here. We'll wrap up this show by 7 o'clock or so, probably. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. 715-762-3221. A few final calls, maybe an email or two if I get it, if I can waddle my way into the other room and force myself to print out a couple of your emails in there. Let's try it one more time here. You are on the roundup. Hello.
Hi, this is Cora.
All right, a little closer to the phone. I can hardly hear you. Sounds like you're way over there.
Cora and Luke from Porcupine Ranch.
There you go. That's a lot better there, Cora. What do you got to say for yourself today?
Nothing. We didn't shoot anything.
Nothing.
It snowed really hard on us.
All right. All right. So a tough season for you?
Yes.
Okay. Any hunting left? Any bow hunting or anything like that? Or?
My dad doesn't have off of work, so I won't be able to come up here for bow hunting during muzzleloader
okay.
season.
All right. All right. Still probably had a pretty good time, though, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, Cora. Thanks for checking in. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Anyone want to say hi to Dad?
Yeah, all our fans.
All your fans. All right. All right. Gotcha.
They're from the Harry Eyeball Camp. They're really entertaining to listen to.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Okay. Thank you so much, Cora, Luke, and out there. You are on the roundup. Who is this? All right, we're going to try that again. if you want to get on the air here, the last shot here, give us a call. If not, put away the phone there. A prize list is at 98qcountry.com, and it's pretty much done. We got a couple in there still need to be updated. We're going to do the photo contest. The photo contest winners will be announced on Tuesday. They will be judged tomorrow night. So still time to get a youth photo. And any other adult camp photo, email it to wcqm@civicmedia.us. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Hey there, Merlin. How are we doing out there today?
Nothing. I didn't get nothing going up in Park Falls. And then I came back home here and down towards Marshfield, the Mead Wildlife area.
Okay.
And I saw a buck and a doe, but I didn't get no shot at it.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to thank you and Park Falls Building and Hardware Supply for my prizes.
Hey, you betcha. So. You bet. Congratulations to you on that win. Prize pack number 3, I think it was there. All right.
Yes, it was.
All right, Merlin, be safe out there, and we look forward to having you back on the show again next year.
Alrighty, thank you very much.
You betcha. So the winners last night, prize pack number 1 went to Chainsaw from Camp Noceum. Big prize pack number 2 went to Deb from Camp Belly Acres. Prize pack number 3 went to that guy right there, Merlin from the Nut Hut. Prize pack number 4, I think we may have to redraw for this, or maybe I think there's a relation issue there to the station. So we'll let you know tomorrow and contact the winner. Prize pack number 5 is Bones. Bugman's boy there. So Bones got number 5. And then prize pack number 6 went to Adam from Herman's Hideaway. The youth photos will be announced on Tuesday. I've got 2 prizes that I overlooked. I got a couple of $25 Visa gift cards from Forward Investment Services that I did not give away for some reason. So let's reach over here into the bin of entries, and let's give away those to someone who hasn't won anything yet. All right. That's a repeat winner. All right. Let's go over here. I couldn't read my own handwriting. It's pretty bad. Jesse down in Phillips. Jesse from Sleep Camp. You're going to get one of the $25 Visa gift cards. And I got one more that I failed to give away last night. All the other winners at 98qcountry.com. So let's go way down to the bottom left here and see what we got. Looks like it's somebody who emailed us. Let's see if they won anything yet. It's like Christmas morning here. Let's see. I think that may have been a repeat winner. That is a repeat. All right. Let's go deep over there on the other side. And who is this? No, Muckshu, you already won something, so you're not going to win again. Sorry, Muckshu. All right. Let's see if we can find somebody who hasn't won yet. Nope, that's not going to work. That's a repeat. I'm not doing very good. Oh, here we go. Nancy at the No Lights Camp. Nancy at No Lights Camp. You got a $25 Visa gift card courtesy of the good folks at Forward Investment Services. So other than the two photo contest winners, which we'll announce Tuesday, judging tomorrow night, you got till 6 o'clock Monday night to get us a deer hunting photo. Anything, not even deer hunting. It can be bear, can be whatever, Sasquatch, giraffe, whatever it may be. Also, that, like I said, prize package number 4, we're probably going to redraw for that. We'll notify the winner. I just want to confirm that before I redraw for it. We really want to thank our Turdy Pointer sponsors. You've got the Big Dipper. You've got Shawamigan Home Furnishings. You've got Wildwoods Taxidermy. It was real fun to have Chuck in here from Essential Shooting Supplies. You've got your local gunsmith and gun supplier and ammo right there, right here in Park Falls, EssentialShootingSupplies.com. And right on Highway 182 here in the city of Park Falls. And the big buck sponsors this year are Seed and Feed, Northwoods Realty and Property Management, and Park Falls Building and Hardware.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the 9-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
The Black Friday sale is going on now at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Big time savings on everything. Recliners starting at just $199. King or queen mattress, your choice, only $399. Stock is very limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland.
CNR Power Sports on Ash Street in Park Falls is your go-to place for every kind of small engine repair, from snowblowers and snowmobiles to chainsaws and side-by-sides. Carl is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR equipment. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223.
Escape to the heart of Oxbow, Wisconsin, where Oxbow Resort awaits with its iconic Bushlight wood tick races and the legendary Oxbow Burger. Nestled just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, this hidden gem beckons you with warmth and hospitality every day except Wednesdays. Discover a haven where adventure meets relaxation, conveniently situated off the snowmobile trail for winter enthusiasts. Indulge in the thrill of the tick races or savor the mouth-watering flavors of the original Oxbow Burger. Experience the essence of the Oxbow at the Oxbow Resort, an unforgettable destination for all seeking the Northwoods.
Discover the charm of Park Falls at Decor to Adore. Unveil your love for this picturesque town with our exclusive Park Falls apparel and bespoke shirts and hoodies. We're your go-to haven for unique gifts. Explore our collection of kids' toys, captivating books, and more. And what's more delightful than enjoying our scrumptious ice cream while you browse? Swing by our one-stop gift shop and find something special for everyone. Embrace the essence of Park Falls at Decor to Adore, where every visit is a delightful discovery.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Oh, look, Sam, do you see the turdy pointer? Here's hoping you have better luck this hunting season. But if you happen to get your 30-pointer with your new truck, trust Worgus Auto and Truck Center. 24-hour towing and roadside service. Free body shop estimates. Free loaner car while we are repairing yours. Worgus Auto and Truck Center, because sometimes bad things just happen to good people. Highway 13 in Phillips. 339-3313.
I will be getting in a lot of deer hunting music up until 8, and then Rick Jackson's Country Classics. Let's see if this person, you want to talk to us or you're in the roundup? Go ahead.
I'm not sure if I want to talk or not.
All right. Who's this?
This is Al. I just had two quick things I forgot to mention and ask.
Yeah.
I had heard it last year on a roundup. I was wondering if you could play. It was a real fast, upbeat song. It was about, hey there, deer there, him there, deer there.
Oh, them deer, deer, deer everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We can do that. That's right. We've got that. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I think we'll draw a name here in just a little bit, and we'll give that away. So he brought that in a while back, and you know how my memory is. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll draw one of the names.
I hadn't heard about it. I was just wondering if it was a part of a photo contest or if it was one that was going to be drawn for.
Yeah, we'll do that because it's really cool little prize. So I'll draw a name here in just a little bit, Al. Thanks for reminding us.
Thanks.
All right.
Well, have a good night.
You too. All right. Let's play that. A little dim deer, dare, 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 here, dare, dare.
Hope you don't mind when an old man sings. Help me to keep my mind on things. So when I go where the animals thrive, I sing this song on the treacherous drive.
Them deer, they're here. Them there, there, there. Here, there, there, there. Everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them there, there, there. Here, there, there, there. Everywhere.
At dawn in fields and coniferous groves, bucks and does come alive in droves. Just when you think that the coast is clear, there in the road is a white-tailed deer.
Then deer, they're here. Then there, there, there. Here, there, there, there. Everywhere. Then deer, they're here. Then there, there, there. Here, there, there, there. Everywhere.
In venison land, as the day goes by, the deer lay low when the sun is high. Sun goes down as the night draws near. Twilight brings up the white-tailed deer. Them deer, they're here.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Bucks fed down where the tall grass grows. Fawns they doze where the doe does doze. Doze, 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 there, doze, doze. Those are the habits of the white-tailed deer. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're there. Here, there, there, there. Everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're there. Here, there, there, there. Everywhere.
All right. And more of the Deer Hunters Roundup. We're hanging around, taking a few calls up till 7. Then after that, just tons of music for the final hour of the Roundup. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook, too.
It's Blake and Kerrigan, your B&B insurance ladies. Or should we say Santa's elves? It's time for B&B Insurance's annual 25 Days of Christmas giveaway.
We have been working on filling Santa's sleigh
and making a list and checking it twice.
All prizes are purchased from businesses within the B&B insurance family.
It's our way of saying thank you to our clients and our community.
Starting December 1st, watch us live on Facebook to participate.
25 days,
25 prizes,
and countless awesome businesses. All roads lead to B&B Insurance,
especially during the 25 days of Christmas.
Happy hunting!
Good luck this season while you're after the turdy pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. We take aim in providing the absolute best real estate listing services. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental investment. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Oh dear. Oh dear nutrition, that is. Located at 334 Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Load up your morning starting at 6:30 with one of Jennifer's loaded specialty teas. Or try one of her delicious healthy shakes available in a variety of tasty flavors like cake batter, orange Julius, caramel macchiato, Bahama Mama, and newly added caramel apple sucker, just to name a few. Whether you're looking for a faster, healthy alternative for breakfast or lunch, or maybe an afternoon snack, stop in or text your order to Jennifer at 715-661-8213. It's delicious, healthy, fast, and convenient at Oh Dear Nutrition on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open 6 days a week starting at 6:30 a.m. For those times when only the best will do, do it best with Park Falls Building and Hardware. Their inside store selection includes housewares, tools, outdoor clothing, gloves, fishing tackle, plus paint and painting supplies. Outside, you'll find lumber and supplies for all your remodeling and building projects. Is it time for a new kitchen or more storage for all those toys? Let Al Carey and the gang design your dream project today. If we don't have what you're looking for in stock, simply go to doitbest.com, select Park Falls Building and Hardware, and place your order with free shipping to our store. Congratulations to our two $500 shopping spree winners for November. From Park Falls Building and Hardware, a family tradition of quality and guarantee since 1980, and proud to be this year's silver sponsor of the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup. Visit us on Highway 13 North in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or like us on Facebook.
We have a very special message. We had a chance to talk with this gentleman a few years back, and he was based, I'm not sure where he was based 3 years ago, but I've been texting him and talking to him. We finally got, because of the time difference, we got a message from him. So this is just pretty cool. You listen, this is all legit, and listen, this is awesome. And we apologize for the echo, but he was calling from Africa, from Uganda, and I'm going to play it again because some of you may not have caught that. We were trying to hook up because the time difference when it's deer hunting roundup time here, it is like 3 o'clock in the morning over there. So I'm going to play it again. We apologize for a little bit of the echo on this, but I had to get it off a machine and transfer it twice. So this is a gentleman who's serving over in Uganda, left us this message yesterday.
Not so much the heat as it is the gosh darn humidity. And then, you know that, you know, when you sit there in the bed and you're just sweaty, you know, and you go to reach for the water on the nightstand and you slide right out of bed and the wife says, "Stop making so much noise, you're waking me up, go to sleep." Yeah, let me tell you.
Yeah?
Times like that make me think about moving up north, you know.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'd do it, too. Of course, then I couldn't watch the Packers, you know. The Packers are... Of course, I like the Packers. I'd do anything for the Packers. Who can forget Vince Lombardi, you know? Back in the glory years? Not me, boy. Well, anyhow. It's getting to be that time of year. Eh?
Yeah.
I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got the deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, I guess hit with the beat, hey. You can do it.
I got a great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's a boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, don't you think maybe how about you and me, yeah? Well, we partied all night, never made it to our bunks. And I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
30-point buck!
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
30-point buck. 30-point buck. 30-point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground. He was so rutiful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God, just for outdoor magazines. Now, I'm not much for thinking. No, I don't do it often, but I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that 30-pointer right in his coffin. Yeah.
You get him there, Clyde. I believe it when I see it here, buddy.
30-point buck.
Couldn't get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi radar laser triple barrel double scoped heat-seeking shotgun. The women clapping in the back there, I gotta make that. Well, he would come in for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I couldn't pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that 30-point buck was only 10 feet away, still I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer, standing tall and proud. He looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde. Don't worry about it.
Well, seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze orange, shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good in law of mine from Illinois.
Only cheeseheads in here, right, boys? Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck, then I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. Yeah, I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
That 30-point buck. The last thing I do, I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
You used to take me parking in your rusty Chevrolet. We'd go out to the Palmer Dump and watch the Bears at play. Now the honeymoon is over, you don't take me any place. You just lay there on the sofa pouring beer into your face.
You used to go out jogging and you worked out real hard. You look just like Jane Fonda in your hot pink leotard. Now you look just like Godzilla with your 52-inch hips. And the hair keeps getting thicker there upon your upper lip.
We're the Roton family, we never get along. We love to drive each other nuts and argue all day long. But when we order pizza, that's one time we agree. Cause no one loves that pizza like the Roton family.
Hey, what kind of pizza does the Roton family like?
Pepperoni, capicoli, pounds of mushroom stew. Mozzarella, mortadella, baby Swiss and blue.
Onions,
anchovies, olives, and lots of kunigi.
Onions,
that's a perfect pizza for the Roton family.
Of yours, they both take after you. They sit like stumps and watch TV and eat till they turn blue. Payday was last Thursday and I'm broke again today. And I haven't seen the dog or cat since lunchtime yesterday.
It's you that they take after, you no good lazy bum. You all show up like calluses when all the work is done. If I ever want to get some help around the house, I'll have to take some dynamite and blow you off the couch.
We're the Roton family, we never get along. We love to drive each other nuts and argue all day long. But when we order pizza, that's one time we agree. Cause no one loves that pizza like the Roton family.
Okay, what kind of pizza you want this time?
Pepperoni, capicoli, mounds of mushrooms too.
Onions,
mozzarella, mortadella, baby Swiss and blue.
Onions,
anchovies, olives, and lots of kudagi.
Onions,
that's a perfect pizza for the Roton family.
Running through our hunting and just fun library songs here a final time here in the final day of the nine-day gun deer season. I imagine that person yelling onions in the background. Just imagine that being Goober. I don't know. We got a giveaway. We got one more prize here. And we got this really cool orb from Camp Toothless Beaver. He makes these really cool pine baskets. They're nut baskets. And in the middle of it is a picture of a deer. And it's showing its... Well, yeah, you get it. It's a nut basket, and it's really cool, and you're going to love this. It's going to be a little family heirloom for you, and we drew a name, and it's going to go to Sly out at Camp Pinehaven. Appropriately enough, I can't believe that I drew Camp Pinehaven because they're all made out of pine needles. That's so cool. So Sly at Camp Pinehaven, get your tookus on in here in the next week or so. We've got that really cool nut basket. You will not be disappointed. And thank you, Orb, for thinking of us. I believe the final one, he said. I think he said he was done. He was done making them. We'll see if that holds true.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the nine-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
All right, we'll take a couple of final calls here in the roundup. You're on the roundup. What do you got to say for yourself? All right. Okay, so if you call right now, you're going on the air, okay? Did I make that clear earlier? All right. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Yeah, this is the original BD
from a camp Gold Diggers.
Gold Diggers, how are we doing there? Hey, you guys won a little something last night. I saw. I'm not sure what that was, but you won
something. That's what I thought. You know, I saw all the guys left all up on in here, and I'm here all alone pretty much. And
heard
something about the original BD winning something.
Yeah, little Ross's, little Park Falls Family Restaurant certificates. Yeah, congratulations to you.
Wonderful, thank you, sir. Well, hey. We had a little incident with Tippy Toes. She had a little tragedy in her family, so
she
wasn't able to make it this year. But otherwise, the regular crew was here and just busy, and sorry for not calling in more like I normally do.
Oh, life happens sometimes. Yeah, were you able to get out in the snow a little bit today?
I'm a house hunter. I shoot out of my upstairs bedroom window.
All right. Well, that's still whatever works for you.
I used to sit out in the woods and hike the woods, but as I got older now, I just kind of hang out all up on the upstairs.
So. Yeah, sure. Good view from up there. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's an apple tree in back, and it never stops giving apples, you know?
Yeah.
Even when the apples are all falling off, they just keep magically appearing.
Magic, like in Wizard of Oz. Yeah, exactly. Beautiful.
Yeah, but I want to say great show. I listened a lot and appreciate you, man.
All right.
Good time. Thanks for everything. And I'll be stopping on all up on in there to get my gift certificate.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it. BD at the original camp, Gold Diggers. Prize packages. The winners are at 98qcountry.com. We drew for a couple of Visa gift cards earlier because I'm getting old and I forgot to do that. And we gave that to, I can't even read my writing. We gave it to Lost Sheep, I believe. And we gave one to Nancy at Camp No Lights, I believe that is. Was that right? Jesse at, Sleep Camp. I'm sorry, Sleep Camp. Jesse at Sleep Camp and Nancy at Camp No Lights. So those, we'll be adding those on there. We have one prize pack that we're probably going to redraw for. A big one, prize pack number 4, so stay tuned. Check back to the website this week. If you won something, you have until January 1 to claim it. Otherwise, we put it in our back pocket, and then we'll give it away to somebody else after the first. You are on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. All right. We're going to listen to this from some of our sponsors and more songs coming up. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin. I've been a gun enthusiast my entire life, from standing at my dad's bench as a kid to repairing guns in the military and as a gunsmith now. My goal is to match you with the right firearm, regardless of use. As a family-owned business, we understand the need to treat our customers with respect and patience when purchasing their firearms. For focused and dedicated service, come into Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182, or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Looking for a secure place to invest your savings when it's time to apply for Social Security benefits or figuring out what to do with your 401k? And when is the right time to retire? So many questions. It can be overwhelming. But today's your lucky day because the professionals at Forward Investment Services can lead you through the steps you need to meet all of your financial goals and help you bag the best investment services possible. See them online at forward.bank/investments or drive into one of their locations in Park Falls or Phillips. Master Care Lawn Service is wrapping up all of their fall projects and they have those snow plows all ready to go now. Don't wait though to call because we all know that the weather is more unpredictable than ever right here in the Northwoods. All of those guys at MasterCare are ready to take care of all of your snow plowing needs this winter, even salting and sanding too. With years of experience, rest assured, they won't let you down. MasterCare Lawn Services and Snow Plowing. Give them a call, 715-563-7000. 800-446-0576.
Going on three generations, Phillips Service Center has been taking care of your automobile service needs for over three decades, offering all types of maintenance services from motor, transmission work, and fuel system services, tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, electrical diagnostics, and air conditioning. Phillips Service Center can do it all. They even do vehicle undercoating to preserve the life of your vehicle, and they also have trailers to haul your toys or that big buck. Call for trailer availability at 715-339-3655. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, located at the right side of the curve on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Tom Miller Electric in Park Falls welcomes all hunters to the area to have a safe and successful hunt. And when you're done hunting and put the gun away, Tom Miller Electric is a full-licensed, fully-insured master electrician with over 25 years of experience who can address any of your home, business, and hunting shack electrical needs. That's Tom Miller Electric, 715-661-2257.
Well, we appreciate all of you and your calls. That's what makes this show work. And that's why this show is so uniquely popular and award-winning. Thank you, many of you, for pointing that out. Is because of you guys. We open up the phones. You know, we don't talk technical stuff. You can Google whatever you need to know about deer hunting, all the stats. It's all there for you. But what we can't do is hear from you guys and gals in the woods, and that's what makes this show work. So thank you for all of your contributions again this year. Let's enjoy.
When the cold wind blows, your Okadonies are like ice cubes.
Deer hunting
music, yes, sir.
And your boots get so cold, you wish your little feet were freezer-proof. Up in the deep stand, up in the tree, yeah. This fall in my long johns is where I'll be. And from upwind, you know, the deer can sometimes catch your smell. So you buy every scent control and charcoal suit they have to sell. Up in the deer stand, up in the tree, yeah. This fall in my long johns is where I'll be. Up in the deer stand.
to hunt. When I'm tracking him down, I start to sweat. It's thinking secretions, lame ass stallion wet. Full moon of the swamp brings glandular action. All that head bumping and humping is the main attraction. Hear the rattle of horns to the rising sun. I'm hot on the trail of the dominant one. Now I'm dragging out a carcass and you know what I think. Oh yeah, rut stinks. It wrinkles your nose and curdles your toes. I'm an animal magnet with pre-orbital glands. Down on my knees, praying with don't pee on my hands. I pray for the big one with the tarsal gland. He's outside the ears, right under my stand. He sees the females and the pheromones attack. He's ripping up trees to sharpen the rack. I'll steal as a rock and the bow's fully bent. You know the big secret is in the sand. I'm dragging out a carcass and you know what I think. Oh yeah, pink is beautiful and rut stinks. Rut stinks. Rut stinks. Rut stinks. My truck stinks. What can I say, baby?
Dance by the church for opening day. He was glad to be there, but it sure was not to pray. He went down to slam a couple of shoots at that famous Privadere.
The dance is hot out and sweat out there.
That long red underwear. He woke up in his stand, sat still out there all day.
He was in a sad and blue,
cause the deer wasn't coming his way. He finally couldn't take it no more, with his sweaty long johns frozen stiff.
He got ants in his pants, started doing a little dance,
and sang this little riff.
Hey!
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been sitting all day long and I ain't seen no deer.
I'll do the 30 pointer polka,
then my heart will start to beat.
I'll do the 30 pointer polka,
for I freeze right to my seat. And all the other hunters yell, hey, stop making all that noise. You're scaring all the deer and peeing off the boys.
You should learn to be more quiet.
Shh. So settle down and sit.
He said, I will not. I'm cold as hell. Besides, I got a party for bed. And then he pulls out this little polka band, which is really a little yellow radio from Taiwan or somewhere, but it only tunes in these polka stations. And he turns on WPOK, because if they sing in Polish, and he uses it while he's milking the girls in the morning, you know, oh, it's wonderful, the wonderful, the wonderful.
As he was dancing to that beat, deer came from all around.
He listened to their hooves as they beat upon the ground.
You could hear their hooves a-pounding as he did his little dance.
Yeah, there's nothing like a polka
to get them deer to prance.
Hey! Ooh.
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been sitting all day long and I ain't seen no deer. Do the 30-pointer polka,
it's the thing you got to do.
Do the 30-pointer polka, when the deer won't come to you.
He shwacked a lot of deer and busted up their racks.
Shot them bucks right out of their shoes, stopped them in their tracks.
Big bucks do their dancing where
the thicket swamps are found.
And when Clyde hears old tuba hoof,
he knows the big one is around.
Yeah! It must have been the rhythm of them sorrels on that tree stand platform. It just rattled them right in. And with a polka beat, he brought out the big buck's heat.
With his polka beat!
Johnny King, here for him!
His eyes are always crossed. He can't see far from near.
Clyde swears up and down he shoots straight when he's hunting deer.
The wardens must have liked him, cause he got a special permit.
Dip glasses or take his beer bottles,
and he can't see worth a... Hey, watch it!
Come here once, little pea rise, all sunken and shrunken, and sometimes he'll...
We'll get all the turdy pointers. We got the, well, we always play the turdy pointer Christmas one to get you in the Christmas spirit on the last night of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Playing songs and counting memories of the 9-day gun deer season. I certainly hope it was a good one for you. We are certainly thankful for you and all the listeners of the Deer Hunters Roundup for making this show so successful.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings.